This year was made available the Ili Nishmas, Zev Burech ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Amon Yeshaya. Tahay Nishmu Sam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
Gimel Amet Aleph, 8 Shuris Afim Zabari. Han Yabir HaBishma. Lo'i Lom Yisrap Erod Emelosh Enikir. A man should always speak in a pure expression. In the case of a male Zod, the Torah calls it Merkel, what he rides on. Or Beisha, a female, when she is riding, she calls it Mesha, where she sits. Now, Merkel, when you ride on a steed, a horse, or a donkey, your feet are astride, one foot on each side. But in the case of a woman, he didn't want to mention such an expression, so he says she's not riding, but she's sitting on the donkey. Now, last time this was discussed with the Tasers too, so let it go right now. Just a depth, that the Torah is looking for better expressions. The Eimer, and he quotes another pasuk, V'sivcha l'shoyin arumim, you should choose the language of the cunning. It means your language has to be said with a certain amount of plan. Ve'emer, another pasuk, ve'das, sfosai borur milel, das means, and wisdom, my lips have spoken clearly. Even when you're speaking wisdom, so you might think, who cares what you say, as long as it's wisdom? No, even wisdom should be couched in the best words. And borur means pure words. It chose the words, or borur means to choose. The das and wisdom, sfosai borur milel, my lips spoke chosen words. Why does he have to back it up with some more proofs? He brought a proof. In the case of a zav, a male is called Merkav. In the case of a isha, is called Meshav. So why is he bringing additional psukim? My aim, why the additional psukim? And for the Gemara, because the Chitame, you might say, Hani Miller, when are these words that we choose, especially pure language, be the Isaac, when it's Torah, like the Pasuk of Ezav, it's a Pasuk in the Torah. So the Torah is a pure Sefer. Abo be the Rabban, when the Rabbanan are speaking their own halachas, not Torah from the Chumash, I might say, lo, you don't have to bother choosing your language. Torah Shema. It brings a pasuk very, and it states, the sivcha l'shein arum, you should choose the language of the cunning. Who are the cunning ones? The chachamim. Even though it's their own cunning, their own wisdom, still, they choose a special language when they say. And therefore, you should also emulate them and choose the language of those cunning ones. And then the question, why does he bring another pasuk? Because if you would say, Hana Mila, one of these words, be the Rabbanan. But even the Rabbanan are speaking Divrei Torah. Abol b'mila d'almet, but in things of the world, in worldly things, in common conversation, I may think, it's not required of you to choose your words. Well, amen, that's why he brings the pasuk. Vidas, any kind of wisdom that you speak. Of course, you're not going to speak what's not wisdom. So even when you speak ordinary thing, it should be words of wisdom. Those words have to be spoken with chosen words in order to avoid anything that's not Lashon Nekiyah. Sapsia. In the case of a Isha, we don't find the expression riding. Oksiv is written that Tokom Rivki Venare Seva Tir Kavna Alag Malak. They were riding on the camels. And for the Gemara, Hosom there, it's a proper expression. Mishum Biasu said Digmalim, because the fear of the camels. When you're riding a camel, it's a high place to sit on, and there's a fear it might fall down. So you can't sit like women used to sit sideways with both feet on one side of the steed. There you have to sit with feet on both sides to keep you steady. Therefore, okay, is the way to do. Orchor is the way to do. So when there's a proper way to do, it's not improper to use that expression. So therefore, it's proper to say women are striding on a camel, because the women should sit on a camel with 2 feet on one side. It's like inviting a fall, and therefore it's not considered improper. It's written, "Vayikach Moshe ish tov esbono vayakivim al hamer." You're riding on a donkey, not a donkey. It's a small animal, especially the donkeys in the Near East, are little animals, and the foal is nothing. Your feet are almost touching the ground when you're riding on a donkey. And so we see the expression riding instead of sitting. And for the Gemara, someday, because of his children is the way. Because it's one verb that includes all of them, his wife and his children, they were riding. So since it's not for his wife alone, it's a suitable expression. Say that. She was riding on a donkey. That's the case of Abigail, the wife of Nabal. Nabal had refused to cooperate with David, who was a Melech, and David had decided that Nabal should be executed. So Abigail was riding on a donkey at night down the mountainside to come to David to plead for the life of Nabal, that David should spare Nabal. And here we see the expression hirachheve, she was riding. And for the Gemara Hosam there, Mishum Biasuse de Leli, or because of the fear of nighttime, is the way to say it. At nighttime, you can't afford to be careless, because if you slip off at night, who knows what could happen. Maybe there's some animal or wave or some highwayman nearby. Therefore, she has to keep her seat securely. So therefore, at night time, it's proper to sit astride a donkey. The boy is saying, which you can say, Mishum Biasusa de Leila Leka, because the fear of night, maybe that wasn't a reason to save her heavens. But Mishum Biasusa de David, she's afraid of David. She's coming now to plead with David, and so she was afraid, she was apprehensive, and she wasn't sitting securely, she might fall off the donkey, because she was nervous. The boy is saying, wish you could say, Mishum Biasusa de David Nami Leke, that also wasn't the reason. Mishum Biasusa de Har Ike. She was afraid because he was descending a mountain. Descending a mountain is a precarious kind of traveling. Therefore, he had to sit securely. Finished. So we learn that when there's some good reason for that expression, then it's not considered improper to use that expression. Say that. Obiyoraisa Loksiv Tome. And in the Torah, you don't have the word Tomei, because you brought Psukim above, where it says, in Abhema Asher Einena Tehoiro, similar Psukim, that avoid the word Tomei or Tomei. You mean to say the word Tomei is not found in the Torah? It's found many times in the Torah. El Yamasei, the answer is as follows. Where? They are equal in amount of words. You're not going to have to add additional words. Mishtoi b'loshnekir. He speaks in a loshnekir. Choose a better language if it's not a matter of additional words. Kol heichad in efishin mili, but where you have to have more words in order to avoid an improper word. Mishtoi b'loshnekir. He speaks in a shorter language. Always brevity is chosen in Torah. The Omar Rav Hun Omar Rav, Omar the some say Omar Rav Hun Omar Rav Meshum Rameya, Loilom Yishne Odim Le Talmidim Derech Kitzora. A man should always teach his Talmidim in a brief manner. If you talk too much, the Talmidim first of all become confused, and secondly, you're wasting words. Not a mitzvah to waste words. Even in Divrei Torah, you should always use a brief expression. Now, what have we learned so far? The Torah will not speak more lengthily in order to avoid an improper expression. The few cases that are mentioned in Amud Aleph are cases where the Torah did speak longer words because it wanted to teach you that lesson, how important it is to choose more proper words. That's why the exceptions were made, and the Torah went out of its way to speak more words in order to emphasize that point. But otherwise, we follow the rule of brevity. It's only when both are equally long or equally short that we choose a better expression. Say that. Wherever they are equal in length, Mishtoi Beloshim Kovet, you say he speaks in the language of Kovet, a more respectable expression. For Rocheves, for Yosheves, the Chiadodin, they're both the same. Koma says Rocheves. Now, Bobby gave reasons that it's proper to say Rocheves. But now that he said this new idea, so the Gemara asks, according to the new idea, that when it's the same, so we have to choose a better expression. So why didn't he say Yosheves? But there's a new teres now. And for the Gemara, Yosheves ksiva daravov. Daravov is less osis than Yosheves. And Tesla asked, why wasn't Yosheves written with daravov? And Yosheves would be the same amount of letters. So Tesla gives an answer that Yosheves couldn't be without a vov. There's a reason. Wherever there's a vov missing in Yosheves, is used as a drash or past tense for a certain reason. Look and taste if you're interested. Han hu tre talmid. There were two talmidim. The habu yosvi kamei de rab was sitting in front of rab. Father, one said, when they finished a difficult sugya, so one said, shavi sinan haishmaita, this sugya made us or made me kidava achar mesankin, like a worn out little dava achar. Dava achar means a swine. You see, a swine is wearied out and is falling down off of his feet because of weariness. That's how I am now. Chavam once said, shavi sinan haishmaita kigdime sankin, this sugya made me like a worn out little goat, or a little sheep, little goat, a kid. So each one used his own expression for the same thought. Although Yishtoi Rav, and Rav didn't speak anymore, Bahadi there with the other one. But the one who used the expression Dabarachel, he compared himself to a worn out swine, Rav didn't speak to him, because he could have chosen a better language. Say that. There are two Talmidim, Dabe Yosve Kame de Hillel. They're sitting before Hillel. The Chagra, one of the two, was Rabban Yochanan Zakkai. The Omrila, some say the story was different. They were sitting Kame de Rebbe. The Chagra, one of the Talmidim was Rabban Yochanan. Chagra, one Talmid said, Mipnei ma b'yisrin b'toha. Why is it? When you pick grapes, you have to pick them with tahara, means your hands have to be clean. There shouldn't be any din of tumi on your hands, because you'll be with tami the grapes. But a moiskin betahara, but you don't pluck olives betahara. I'll explain that. When you pluck the grapes, and while you're plucking them, some juice comes out, that juice is something that you desire, because you're putting the grapes into a vessel. And if any juice comes out, the grapes and the juice will be all dumped into the wine press. So the wine will be used. Now, once the wine comes out, that wine is a mashke that's machsha the grapes lekabel tumeh. Now, if your hands are not clean, or tameh, you'll be metame the grapes, because there's a touching the grapes that are machsha lekabel tumeh make the grapes tameh. But olives, even though when you're plucking the olive, some juice comes out, the juice that comes out of the olive is not what you want. That kind of juice you don't care, because the olives, first of all, have to be cured, means they have to be put in a place where they soften up for some time, and then they press them. So the first that comes out from the ripe olive, that liquid is no good at all. Therefore, since it's not a mashkit, it's not machshel kabotuma. Therefore, you can pick olives even though your hands are not tame, because you won't be metame the olives, they're not mukshal kabal tumba by the juice that comes out of the olives. Now, so the first one said, why is it that you pick grapes betahara with clean hands, but ain't moiskin betahara, you don't have to pick olives with clean hands. Another one said the same idea with the following words. If Neymar beats him with Tahara, or Mesk, and you pick olives with Tumah, even though your hands are Tumah. He didn't say, you don't pick with Tahara, he said with Tumah. Omar, so when the Rebbe saw that, he said, on the one that says with Tahara instead of Tumah, he said, Muftechani, I am certain about this person, she'll become Shemerah of Israel, become a great teacher in Israel. It's a Chocham who chooses his words. For the Hoya Yamamotim, and on not many days passed by, and Shehorah of Israel, until finally either Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai or Rabbi Yochanan became a great teacher of Israel. To tell us how important is the practice of choosing the right words, say that. Hanu Tlosu Kahani, there are three Kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash who were participating in the division of the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim is divided among the Kahanim. And they got a very small piece for each one. Chavan once said, Higiani Kippur. It came to me the size of a bean. The Chavan Higiani Kizayas. Once said, it came to me the size of an olive. Chavan Higiani Kiznav Altoya. It came to me the size of the tail of a certain sheretz, certain insect. So they began examining the pedigree of this third one, to use that unseemly expression. They found him something that's puzzle in his lineage that disqualified him to be a kayan. Why dig him out on this story? How could that be? You don't examine the pedigree of Kahanim, minam izbeach ulamayla, higher than the mizbeach, you don't have to examine. It means, when you examine the pedigrees of a family of Kahanim, we go back and back until we come to the Beis Hamikdash. If the Kahanim served at the mizbeach and Beis Hamikdash, then you can be sure that up till then, everything was perfect, was kosher. That's a rule. You have to go back and examine all the ancestors, and they were kosher Kahanim. But when you come back finally to the Beis Hamikdash, and you discover that one of his ancestors served in the Beis Hamikdash, then before that, you have nothing to worry about. So how can you say they found in this Kohen was already serving in the Mizbeah, when he was dividing the Lechem upon him? How can you find that Hashem is Psul? He could never have come to the Mizbeah had there been something wrong with his lineage. And from our Lord Tamer, don't say Shem as Psul. That something disqualified him because of Psul in his lineage. And the Amir say Shachas Psul, arrogance of Psul. They discovered that the man was an arrogant man, his character was no good. That had nothing to do with lineage. But they discovered because he was an arrogant man, in general, that's why he permitted himself such an expression. The boy, he said, I wish you could say no. They found something puzzled in his lineage. And the question, how can it be absurd in lineage if it's already qualified for the Mizbeah? Shani Osman, there was different. The Ihu, the Aranashi, he spoiled himself. It means ordinarily, that's how it is. Any Kohen who serves in the Beis Hamikdash, we know that up till now his Yichus is perfect. But suppose his behavior is such that casts suspicion on him, we have a right to investigate. And it could happen. And so they investigated, and it happened that they discovered that a mistake had been made, and he didn't belong on his back. Say that. Ahu Aramoe was a Gentile from Babel, an Arami. This story is told not because of Lashon Nekiyot, but to tell us a man says a wrong expression, it gets him into trouble. But if he kept his mouth closed, he could have saved his life. It was an Aram, a Gentile from Babel. David Solik used to go up to Yerushalayim, the Ochal Psoch of Yerushalayim, each one of the Kofim Pesach in Yerushalayim. Now it's also to give a goy to each one of the Kofim Pesach. But he used to go up and act like he was a Yisrael, and therefore he ate the Kofim Pesach. Omar. So he came back to Babel, and he boasted. He said, "Ksiv is written in your Torah, Kol ben necha lo yechobei, no stranger can eat from the Korban Pesach. Kol or lo yechobei, anybody uncircumcised can I eat from the Korban Pesach? Ba'ano, ho koachil ne, v'shuv v'shuv, I ate from the very best parts of the Korban Pesach." He boasted when he came back to Bava. Omar lo Rabbi de ben Maseret, so he said to him, "No, it's not true that they were deceiving you. What they gave you is something that even a goy can eat. Me, kosofilo, did they give you me'alia from the tail, the fat tail of the sheep? That's the choicest piece that they wouldn't give a goy. You see, the fact they didn't give it to you shows they knew you were a goy." Oh, my lay. So the guy said, "Lo, no, they didn't give me the aliyah." So he said, "Ki sulkes, look, when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll tell them, sfuli me aliyah, give me the aliyah." So ki sulik, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Omar said, "Me aliyah, so give me the aliyah." Omar said, he said, "Aliyah, they go, where is sulk? Aliyah goes up on the Mizbeah to the Most High. It's burned to Hashem, not given to any people." So the guy said, "Don't bluff me now," he said. "I know Aliyah is given to Jews." Almost so they said, "Man, Omar, who told you that, that Aliyah is given to people to eat? Man, Omar, who said that to you?" Almost they said, "I have good authority for that. Have you been Messiah?" Almost so they said, "My high, what's this, the Kaman that's before us? What's this case here?" So both Kubasa, they examined after him. They asked who they discovered that Amor, it was a Gentile. They caught where they killed him. Sholhulai, they sent a message, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. He was in Bava. Shalom aloch, peace upon you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. They had been Netziv, you're far away in the town of Netziv and in Bava. But your trap is set in Yerushalayim. Say that. Rav Kahane Cholos, Rav Kahane became ill. Shodru Rabbon, the Chachomim sent Rabbi Yeshua Bereda Rav Idi. Omro, so he says, "Zil Bedo, go find out Ma Dine, what's his situation? What's the story with him?" Also he came, Ashkech, and he found the Noch Nash that he passed away. He found that Avkan had passed away. Kor Elulvushet, he tore his garment, but he turned the tear to the back, so you shouldn't see the tear. As he approached, the garments like robes. So he tore the robe and then he turned it around so that people shouldn't see. Ubach, and he was weeping. We all said he came. So he came weeping. Omar, they said, "Ma," they said, "Noch Namshi, did he pass away?" They said, he was weeping. So did the Afkara pass away? Omar, they said, "I know, Lord, come here. I didn't say so." It means, you said it. He didn't want to say any bad news. Omotzi diba uksir. Why didn't he want to say bad news? Anybody who utters any speech that's unpleasant is a fool. So therefore, try to avoid unpleasant news. If you can bring good news, you should be happy to bring it. If it's unpleasant news, avoid bringing it, or let people gather from your silence that the news is not good. Say that. Yochanan Chakukoi, that's his name. Norfolk, he went out the Kiryasa to the villages in order to give a report to the Chachomim what's doing in the villages. He also, when he came back, Omro said, the Chachomim said to him, "Chitin Nasa Yothis, did the wheat turn out well? The wheat crop good? Now the wheat crop didn't turn out good, but he didn't want to say it. He didn't want to say bad news. Omer said, "Seirem Nasiyavis, the barley turned out well." Omer said, he said to him, "Barley is not what people eat." In those days, people didn't eat barley. Animals ate barley. "Say, go out, Ubas, and give the good news, L'susim L'chamel." Tichsib is written, "Aserem Ateven L'susim L'areches." Barley and hay are for horse and for the riders. So he was criticized. Fagdimor, why was he criticized? My Havalera Mehmet, what should he have said? After all, he doesn't want to say bad news. So what was wrong in saying something instead of the wheat? And for the mother, he should say, Havalera, what should he have said? Eshtaket Nasavit, last year, Eshtaket means last year the wheat was good. That's what he should have said. Inami, or he should have said, Adoshim Nasayom, the lentils were good. The lentils are human consumption, but to say, barley is the wrong choice. So we see, even though we want to avoid an unpleasant expression, we have to choose an expression that's suitable. Say that. Stop dollar, don't be the top line. Rav was Bar Achud Rebbe Chiya, a son of Rebbe Chiya's brother, Uba Achse, and the son of Rebbe Chiya's sister. Means Rav's father was a brother of Rabbi Chiya from the same father, and Rav's mother was a sister of Rabbi Chiya from the same mother. So Rav's father and Rav's mother were strangers, and therefore they married each other. Now, when Rav came up from Bobel to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Chiya had come up previously, and when Rav came up later, Rabbi Chiya wanted to know what's doing in Bobel with his brother and his sister, the father and mother of Rav. Omar said, Evo Kayim, is Evo still alive? Evo is the name of Rav's father. Omar said, Rav said, Imo Kayem, is my mother alive? So Omar said, Imo Kayem, is your mother alive? Omar said, Evo Kayim, is my father alive? So Rav Chiya got that message, that they were both gone. Omar Leila Shamish, Rabbi Chiya said to his Shamish, Chalos Liman Oli, take off my shoes. It means, although it's old news, it's a Shmur Echeko, it's certainly more than 30 days since this happened, still you have to have Avelis a little bit. He took off his shoes for a little while. And then he said, and take my things behind me, follow me to the Beis HaMeretz. We're going to take a bath. Now, Ovel cannot take a bath. But over here, wanted to show it that it's an Ovel only for a little while. They took off his shoes to fulfill the Avelis, because they're Shmur Recheke and old news. And therefore, right away, he could go to take a bath. Ovel cannot take a bath. Shema Mino, plus we learn three things from this. Shema Mino, Ovel, also Benilas Hassan, and Ovel cannot wear shoes. So there he took off his shoes, he became an oval for a moment. The Shmur Rechayka, old news. Ushmami no Shmur Rechayka in a Heges el Yomecha. Shmur Rechayka is only one day, doesn't mean one day. It means just for one while. Because right after that, he told the Shamish to go to do the Americas with him. Ushmami no Mixis Ayom Kikule. Even part of the day, like the whole day. And therefore, he kept the Avelis for a little while, and then he went after that to the Melchis to show the Avelis stop. There's a minion from my bed downstairs. We're beginning Pelikar Mavki now.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.